Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, welcome back. Late Night News Talk, A30 WCCO. Although it feels like it was a year ago, it was literally like weeks ago, where the last time I saw my friend that's going to join us right now, Jace Frederick from the Pioneer Press, hanging out together at Target Center watching the Minnesota Timberwolves play. But it seems like we're so far removed from NBA action. But who needs the NBA? I want to talk to Jace. I want to talk sports with him because he can talk more than just Timberwolves basketball and Viking football. He can talk about anything. And he joins us now here on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Give him a follow on Twitter at Jace Frederick. Hey, Jace, how you been, man?
Hey, pretty good, Lake. You say who needs the NBA. I'll take it back at any point.
No. What I'm saying is, no. I'll take it back at any point. I'm talking about, like, I don't need just that.
Me and
you can roll with that. We can roll with Vikings. We can roll with the Twins. We can just roll out on anything.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. By the way, how you been during all this, man? Are you going stir crazy like everybody else?
Yeah, I mean, definitely given days, you know, like there are moments, and I almost get like, I think the biggest problem for me is, you know, sitting at home, it's fine, and I can find ways to fill time, and I'm still working, just making phone calls and whatnot, so it's not that bad. I work from home a lot anyway, when I'm not going to games and such. It just kind of, when I sit and think about how long is this going to last, and kind of the uncertainty with all of that, and then I think I get little moments of anxiety with that, and then I just find something else to do to take my mind off of it, because I don't want to think about it too much, but it's just little moments throughout the day where it's a little overwhelming, I guess, just the entirety of the situation.
I'm with you. And I think for me, I'm in a situation where, because, you know, when you're single guy, no kids, whatever, and you're just kind of like, you know, you're just biding your time and you're watching ESPN and all these old games and you're watching SportsCenter, but there's no live games that they can put on and all this stuff. Then you have to go down the road of what else am I going to do? So
Right. Just
to get you up to speed, in the last week, because I started to get the boredom started to kick in last week. So I ran out and bought a PlayStation 4, and I got the NBA 2K, I got the Madden, I got MLB The Show. So I got the PlayStation 4, and I also, for the first time ever, and I know you're going to be like, Lake, what you been waiting on? Why are you so damn late? You're like the last person in civilization to sign up for Netflix. So I signed up for Netflix, and so I'm watching like the Tiger King and all this stuff, whatever, and I'm just like blown away, man.
I don't think you're the last person, because I saw somebody on Twitter today say that they got Netflix for the first time, like yesterday. So you might have beat somebody. I don't remember exactly who it was, but you beat somebody. But my friends have been dogging on me to get the PS4 too, because that's like how they hang out now, is put on the headsets and play, you know, different games. And that's basically how they're hanging out these days. I still haven't quite done it, haven't pulled the trigger yet, but it might come soon, man, because there are times where I just feel like I have nothing going on, you know, and like you can only watch TV for so long, and just playing video games, it's the same thing, but at least it feels like you're doing something different than watching TV. I don't know.
I'm totally with you, man. And I had Hulu for a while, and I still have Hulu, so I got both of them now, but it just made sense, because when you're talking about in the realm of what we do as being media members, and especially me being on Nightly and stuff like that, and I want to be in tune with the pop culture stuff, like, everybody can't be talking about Tiger King and I not know what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
So I had to dive in and see what the heck was going on with it.
What did you think? Did you like it?
It was interesting. I was intrigued by it. I think that the only thing for me, though, I think a lot of people, when I saw people talking about it on Twitter and social media, they were laughing at the whole ordeal.
Right.
I didn't find it funny. Like, I didn't It was disturbing to me. You know, just in terms of like the entire thing, the way that people treated each other, the road that it went down in terms of like the illegal activity and, you know, this gentleman, Doc Antles, coming across as a pedophile and even, you know, Joe Exotic coming across as like he's preying on young men. All of that stuff kind of creeped me out, that element of it. It was interesting.
Kind of shined a light on people that you often would just prefer to not know existed, you know, because it gives you a bad view of the world. But I will say, I think it was, like, if that wasn't rolled out during a global pandemic, I really don't think it would have been even half the hit it was. I mean,
really?
I just think people wanted something to chew on for a while, because I watched it and I was like, I don't know, it's just weird, but there are a lot of weird things out there that you can watch. So I was kind of surprised it took off like it did.
Well, we need content, though, right now.
That's true. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It was a great time for it to come.
Yep, no question. All right, so we got the NFL draft coming up here in a couple of weeks. I want to start with the Minnesota Vikings. From your perspective, when you look at the Vikings and what they've lost here in the offseason and what they need to add, what do you think they should do? Or if – put your GM cap on. You got picks 22 and 25 in the first round. What would you like to see the Minnesota Vikings address?
I would probably go O-line, O-line. And the problem with that – like that's clearly been kind of their Achilles heel for forever, and you have a statue at quarterback, and you know, like he's great with a clean pocket, but not great when he doesn't have it. And you know, I'm kind of wondering, you know, without having two elite options on the outside, exactly what Kirk Cousins is going to be this year. But I really think you have to put him in the best position possible to succeed. The problem with that, like, it's been such an obvious strategy that people wanted Minnesota to go down these last couple of years, but the problem is now after this offseason, you have a lot of holes. Like, you have holes in the secondary. You could get better on, I think, the defensive line. You definitely could have receiving help. But I still think the offensive line, until you fix that, until you have maybe one of the better lines in the NFL, I don't think Kirk Cousins is going to get you over the top until that's the case. I think if you have one of those better offensive lines, then, hey, okay, maybe you can be at offense that can be a Super Bowl-type contender. But I would just take two shots at it, because if you take two shots, 22-25, And either A, you solidify one of the better lines in the league, maybe at that point if you hit on them both. But if you just hit on one, I think now you have a serviceable lineup there that can hold up against even some of the more fearsome defensive lines in the league.
I wouldn't have a problem with that, but I don't think that that's going to happen. And the reason why I say that, and I know that you're not saying that that is going to happen. You're saying that's what you would do.
I don't think it will.
Yeah. You're saying that's what you would do.
Right.
I think that they show their hand when the Stephon Diggs trade went down. I think for all sense of purposes, one of those picks has to be a wideout now. And I think that I don't want to say that they've intimated that, but I feel like that's where they're going, at least with one of the picks. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that there are enough deeper receiver options that people seem to like. It seems like a really deep position this year, so I don't know if they have to do that. But yeah, the whole idea that they signed Tajay Sharpe and that was going to have anything to do with their wide receiver depth, to me, was kind of ridiculous, because, I mean, that's just a guy who hasn't done much of anything in his career. So, I mean, he just kind of seems like a depth piece. Like, if I was looking at him, I'd be like, okay, that guy can replace Laquon Treadwell. I definitely think you need another top-end wide receiver, but I wouldn't be surprised if they held out on that. I could definitely see them using one of those picks on corner, just because of how much Mike Zimmer values it and how different that secondary looks right now and how you probably need another one of those pieces. I wouldn't be surprised to see them go that route either. That's why I think the draft's going to be really interesting when their two picks come in the first round, because this is a team now that has so many holes, but they actually have multiple directions that I think they can go.
I'm with you, man. We're talking to Jace Frederick from the Pioneer Press here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO. So I'm with you. I mean, offensive line, wide receiver, cornerback. There's so many different areas where they have to fill holes. And I guess that ultimately is the problem that I have right now with the Vikings. I feel like this team is not a contender. I feel like they are absolutely rebuilding. And so if there is a Viking fan out there that looks at this offseason and feels like it's been successful, I don't know what you're drinking. I don't know what you're smoking. Now, Michael Pierce might be a good player, and I think that he is a good player, but even though you didn't lose, like, necessarily all pro guys, I feel like the guys that you did lose, though, were pretty darn good for you for at least the last 3, 4, 5 years. Now, I know that Rhodes, he's fallen off the last couple of years. I know that Trey Waynes is not really been the guy that he lived up to his draft position. But ultimately, those are starters. And so at the end of the day, regardless of whether they were top-tier guys last season or the last couple of years, you had some guys that had roles, they were starters, and they knew how to fulfill at least the majority of their promise. Everson Griffin, another guy that he had had a nice career here. So Linval Joseph had some nice seasons. So I guess I'm a little bit concerned about the quality of guys that you're going to add into the mix here to try to plug those holes.
Yeah, and you know, and the thing is, like, you look at the defensive side, there were many times where they looked far from elite at different points last year in various games, and you did lose a lot of starters from that unit. You know, I think it was a couple weeks ago, a columnist in our paper, Charlie Walters, his headline was, "This looks more like a 5-win team." And I thought, okay, that's probably a little bit drastic, and I hadn't thought about it too much at that point. But you look at all the different holes they had to fill and all the different, you know, guys they lost, like you said, starters, key contributors. They must have a lot of confidence in the depth that they've been building within this organization, that they're going to be able to plug those holes. And it feels like, even if that's the case, then they're going to be incredibly thin. I'm with you. I think this is a team that's definitely rebuilding. I think they need to hit in the draft. And even if you hit a bunch of picks in the draft, what are the odds that that's going to make you a contender this next year? I think that's what's really kind of confusing about the quarterback situation. And obviously you've created money, but you also extended Cousins. And it's just, I think you're in a spot now where maybe you should be looking at your quarterback of the future, maybe in, you know, the second round or something like that, because you really do seem like you're in rebuild mode. And I know it's not something Mike Zimmer wants to do. I know it's not something Rick Spielman wants to do, because they probably can't survive that. But, man, I just don't see how this team is in any kind of position to contend right now.
Yeah, I'm with you. And as much as I think that Kirk Cousins, everybody wants a good quarterback, okay? So I see one side of it, that when you get a good quarterback, you want to hold on to that quarterback. I would not have extended him, though. I would not have done that. You're in a tough spot, man. I totally get it. I totally understand it. But that's just me. I like Cousins. I'm not in love with Cousins. All right, let me ask you about the NBA. Let's talk NBA for a minute, because it's been floated out there, the concept of having these guys in a quarantine situation in one city and having everybody play games at maybe one or two different sites. Are you somebody that will sign up for that?
I mean, I think there are a lot of people out there who just want, you know, sports back, who kind of want that distraction, and any way that comes to fruition, they're all for it. And I certainly understand that. And, you know, Gerson Rosas was on a conference call with reporters yesterday, and he said, "Hey, the league, it's kind of, it's our responsibility to get back to playing games whenever it's, you know, socially responsible to do so. And the league is looking at all avenues." But I don't know. You just look at all the different measures that would have to come into play, that would have to be taken for that to come to fruition. And, you know, you talk about all the quick tests that they would have to do. It has to be consistent testing. It has to be quick result testing. And I'm just kind of the mind of, don't we need those tests around the country and other spots? Like, should that be if those are available, shouldn't those be purchased by the government and used in spots where we need it? If it's going to take extreme measures just to get these guys back on the court playing games, I just think this is such an unprecedented time. Let's just make sure we're in a good spot and we're not rushing anything health-wise, just in terms of the country at large and the people in the world, and maybe save the resources for where we really need it and not just trying to rush back into sports. I get it. I get the money thing. I get people want the entertainment. But I just, it just feels like that's so unorganic to do that, that I would just, I don't know. I'm not for it, because I just think, just let it happen. Let it come back when it's supposed to come back. Don't feel like you have to rush to get this season back. If it's a lost cause, it's a lost cause. It's happened before for various different reasons in pro sports. And I don't know. It just, this is such a different situation that I just think that sometimes sports have to go on the back burner.
It's different. It's absolutely different. And I'm in agreement with you. We're on the same page with this. It's just, I think where we're at, because we're exposing ourselves as a country right now. Right. Like, there's a lot of things when you look around at all the different headlines and you start to hear the conversation amongst people, you really find out what we are as a country. And I think that right now we're seeing that there are so many people, so many. I love sports. You love sports. We are in the industry.
Right.
That they cannot live without sports. Like, it's funny, because my former coworker, the common man Dan Cole, he would say, "Sports, sports, sports is your whole life about sports." Well, for some people, it is.
Yeah.
For some people, they can't envision a world where, oh, God forbid, I don't have any sports to watch for the next 3 or 4 months.
It's You're right. And to be honest, like when I was growing up and I was in college and stuff, before I got into this industry and doing it professionally, I kind of more so was like that too. I mean, it kind of consumed me. I wanted to do it. And then I think working in it, you become a little bit desensitized to it. And you look for more balance in your life because like when that's your work life, it can't constantly be your full-time personal life as well. So I kind of get where people come from because I think that's what I thought for a long time. But yeah, it's kind of one of those things now where it's like, hey, there is a lot else out there. There's, you know, friendships, personal connections that you can make that don't have to be about that. You know, there's other interests, like you said, heck, you can get really into something on Netflix, whatever it might be. But we do see it, like people, that's what their life is built around, and that's all they really, you know, it's what they think about every day. It's what they think about that gets them through the workday. They look forward to watching this game at night, and I get it, and this is tough, and it's kind of like a withdrawal, and, you know, I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that are kind of struggling with that, but it is maybe a good time to maybe find yourself, be a little bit more rounded as an individual and find other things you care about and are passionate about, and then maybe when sports come back, it can supplement your life and not maybe have to be what your life is centered on.
I'm with you, bro. We're totally on the same page tonight. We really are because, look, I love sports like the next sports fan. But I know that my life is much more bigger and broader than just sports. I don't ever want to hear somebody that's super addicted to sports, take a shot at a kid that loves video games or somebody that you want to term a geek or a nerd. Like, dude, just relax because we geek out and nerd out on different type of things in life.
Exactly. And that's totally fine, you know, and I just think it's important to even like no matter what it is, video games, whatever it is, just have multiple, you know, just maybe don't center in on one thing. I think it's cool to just have a few different things that you're into and you devote time to and you know, you just spread out your life and your joy. And I just think that's a good thing. I always think with like sports, people wrap their lives around it so much. I'm always in my head like someday, maybe 25 years from now, if football's still a thing, the Vikings will win the Super Bowl. And for a lot of people, I think that will be like a life defining moment. But the next day, your life's still going to be the same. You know, like, if it's good, it's good. If you're having troubles, there's still going to be troubles, you know? Like, I just think it doesn't change things. Like, it's something to enjoy. It's entertainment. And then you move on to the other things in your life when it's over.
Yep. No, I'm totally with you. All right, final thing, and we got about 90 seconds left. Your thoughts on the Gopher basketball situation.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Carr surprised everybody by putting his name in the NBA draft, and he's not a draftable player, in my opinion. Daniel Tuu, clearly, he's going to be a lock to go in the draft. He'll be a first-round pick. Hopefully, he'll be a lottery pick. I want the kid to go high because I like him as an individual. But your thoughts on Gopher basketball right now?
Yeah, it's kind of a weird spot. I fully expect Marcus Carr to come back because, I mean, especially now, like, he's somebody who has so much to prove, and without a pre-draft process, he's not even gonna, I don't think, get an opportunity to prove it. So I don't see that his stock wouldn't go anywhere. He basically, if he leaves, it's telling me that he just does not like school at all. I mean, has no interest in I guess completing the college process. But I'm confident that, you know, if he's just dipping his toe in, he's gonna see, okay, nope, I'm not getting drafted. I'm not, you know, I'd probably be an end of the bench summer league guy if he even got a summer league opportunity, and would definitely be quickly going overseas. So I think he'll come back. I think Liam Robbins, that transfer they got, really talented big guy, quickly progressing, getting better and better each year. Really highly touted transfer that I think, you know, as you saw in reports, like a lot of upper echelon schools wanted. And obviously Minnesota had the personal connection with Ed Conroy being his uncle. That was a really nice gift for them. So I think Robbins can help replace some of what Tudor's production. He's obviously not the player that Daniel Oturu is, but you know, if Carr maybe takes even more of the reins next year, other guys progress, you know, you get Mashburn coming in, maybe they could be in an okay spot. But I think Carr is kind of a linchpin. They need him back, otherwise they'll probably be in a world of hurt.
Give him a follow on Twitter at Jace Frederick from the Pioneer Press joining us here on Late Night. Hey man, stay well, stay home, and stay healthy and safe, man.
Oh, it's fun talking to you, like, good to hear your voice.
All right, yep, take care, man. Likewise, Jace Frederick here, courtesy of the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.